and welcome to the Debrief podcast with me, Stevie, and
me, Tessa Coates.
It was really great.
Thank you very much.
My full name's Stevie Martin.
My full name is Tessa Coates.
You did say that.
Okay.
So that's why I was adding mine on. But today, we're doing a podcast that's all about how to budget, how to sort your money life out, because I think it's something that I don't think anyone is perfect with money. Even if you're really good at money, you're probably too, you hold on too tight, you know?
To your money?
Yeah, I've got a friend who every time she spends any money, it's like an international incident that goes to a spreadsheet and you're like, well, you're not having fun.
No, I see. Everyone has an issue.
Everyone's got an issue. You've got to be balanced with it, and it's very hard to be balanced. But before we plow on into money...
May I say something before we plow on?
No.
Okay.
No, you can, of course, please.
Yes. We've just gone live. Well, we're on episode 2 and we just wanted to say thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. And if you like the podcast, then leave us a nice review because that genuinely made my morning.
We had the best morning.
I think I nearly cried.
People had left us some 5-star reviews. People wrote some lovely things.
Someone said they liked the podcast.
Somebody wanted to be our friend. We were absolutely beaming.
No one wanted to be our friend specifically, but if you
I
want
read
to be
between
our friend,
the lines and I felt that they wanted to be our friend.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And yeah, share it about with your friends because the most important thing is that everyone on the world listens to this podcast. Tessa, what's the most adult thing you've done this week?
Well, it's quite visual.
Mm.
Right, saddle up.
Okay. That is good. That is good. Guess what it is? It's a bag.
This is my bag. It's from the men's section of a shop. And I felt really good about it. But it's a backpack, everyone. I felt really good about buying it from a men's bit because I was like, this is where all the practical good stuff is.
Mm.
And I wanted it to carry my laptop in. But this is actually not what I'm showing you, just my good bag. It's got a zip here.
It's got a zip, everyone.
No, that's not. It feels like that's the main zip. It's a zip on the side. What I've done is I've sewed an iPhone charger
yes.
in here. So it's attached to the bag.
So good.
So I'm never without an iPhone charger.
About a month ago, Tessa explained this to us. I was in company. I don't refer to myself as us. And no one quite understood what you were going on about. But now I can see it.
Mm.
Obviously, no one listening can see it.
No.
But it is very practical. That's a very adult thing to do.
I just feel like adult life is 90% charging or trying to find...
Trying to find a charger. Oh, no, not trying to find a charger because you've already got one sewn in your bag.
I'm a one-woman tour de force. I'm like Bear Grylls.
You actually are Bear Grylls.
Yes. What have you done, Stevie?
So the adult thing I've done is I've signed up to a marathon.
No way!
Yeah, I don't run.
I've got a mouthful of brownie as I'm being enthusiastic about that.
Wowee!
Are you really?
Well, it's not a full one because I'm going to do quarter, then a couple of months later, the old classic half, and then the London Marathon next year.
Wowee, that's fantastic.
Because I think I'm at the age now where I have to. I don't know why. I just got this I think it's what happens with women and babies, but I've done it with marathons.
I'm that's
like,
okay.
It's time.
That's
and
fantastic.
I know when I was a lot younger, a lot of my older friends, they'd get to around sort of 30. I'm not around 30, guys, but they were. I am. And they all suddenly started, and I was like, oh, that's a really interesting thing. Like, before you hit 30, you have to sign up for a marathon. Mm. And I've done it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So
that's brilliant that you did that.
Thing. Yeah, thank you. I don't like running, but I just wanted to tick it off my bucket list before I die very soon, I suppose.
Yeah, at the end of the marathon.
The end of the marathon.
When's your half marathon?
Half marathon will be in October. Full marathon, April.
Apes. And when's your court?
In July.
Should I come and clap?
Yes, I'd like that.
Okay.
Can you come and clap too? People listening. I don't. I look awful when I run. But Tess has seen me look worse, so it's fine. So talk about running. What about when money runs through your fingers?
Or your finances run away with you.
Yeah, that was better.
Yeah, it was.
It was. We've got some top tips. As you may have heard, our lovely sponsors are FSCS.
The Financial Services Compensation Scheme.
Yes. And over the course of the last 8 episodes, we've been doing loads of money hacks. We're basically going to sort out how you can sort out your money because it's the most difficult thing to do. And we've got loads of tips coming at you from ourselves and also other people. I think that was the best link I've ever done and I'm keeping it in.
I loved it.
What's the most reckless you've ever been with money?
Because
I was so poor for about 18 to like maybe like last year. I was so poor.
You just had a windfall.
I've done very well, guys. No, I just sorted out a job.
This is the expression like money can't buy you happiness. It's like, no, but it does.
Though, yeah. It buys you a bit.
What it buys you is freedom and like the ability to
a room of one's own.
A room of one's own. So for a long time I lived in London, for like a good year and a half, I lived in London. I didn't have anywhere to live. So I just lived on people's sofas, in people's beds.
In cupboards,
in a porch.
Oh, yeah.
In some real places. And I was sort of interning and I was having a real time of it. And then one New Year's, I just went around. I found this mug at somebody's house that said a room of one's own, like one of those like penguin mugs. And I drank peach. Tom, stop sneezing during like the most emotional story of my life.
I was crying.
God almighty. I went round with this mug that said a room of one's own on it, and I drank peach schnapps out of it, and I just kept saying, my New Year's resolution is to find one of these and to find
another mug.
Another
mug. Sorry, I've misunderstood
the
story.
Where's the matching mug?
No, it's true. No, you do
and
need...
And then having a room for the first time and like having a house being able to like sleep in your own bed. And like,
having a sense of place and being like, I'll go home to my room and do some work, job hunting, everything becomes...
I don't even want big things. Like, I don't want, you know...
Like a really big table.
I don't want big... Well, I wouldn't mind a big table. But, like, I don't want to spend, like, on lavish stuff. All I want is food. That's it, actually.
Food in a room.
You know, the ability to... If I'm hungry, to be like, I can buy myself something
to
eat.
And if you get a hole in your boot, to be like, I'll buy another boot.
And buy another boot out. Like, my boots were gaffer-taped up for so long.
Oh, my God, they really were.
Weren't they?
Your glasses are still gaffer-taped.
Yes, but they're with a Vote Remain sticker. So I'm quite taken with it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's silence that.
It's a metaphor. They're keeping the country together. I once was an intern in a very big newspaper conglomeration that had like a subsidized
conglomerate.
It's not right, is it not?
No, I think it's conglomerate. Mm. I'm sorry.
Oh dear. And they had a subsidized canteen. Still couldn't afford to eat there.
Oh.
And you could get a jacket potato, and then it said if you wanted cheese and beans, that was 19p extra. So I said, "Can I have that, but hold the jacket potato?" And I just ate a plate of cheese and beans.
I have that is heartbreaking. But that feeling of being so on the line is such a weird one. And when you look back, you're like, how did...
Yeah, I remember at school in a magazine, there was a quote from Mariah Carey. And it
said... The famous pauper.
Yes, exactly. Well, exactly. Within the interview, it said, there was a time I was so poor when every day I had to decide between eating or riding the subway. And I remember as a teenager at school reading that and being like... What? Don't be absurd, Mariah Carey.
Oh, that does happen, though.
And then I got there.
I got everywhere.
To that place where you were like, I haven't the money for this.
Yeah. Like, which helps you in the future with budgeting and with... You tend to be better at money when you've been at rock bottom. But if you haven't been at rock bottom, like quite a few of my friends and probably quite a few of the listeners who are listening going... Good Lord, people, pull your lives together.
You two girls are idiots.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Be better, please.
How did you get on the radio?
Everyone gets to a stage, no matter where you are, where you're like, oh, I should be better at that. Unless you're incredibly, incredibly rich. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Please listen to this podcast. We love to have you, but it's not a podcast for the aristocracy. So
you are welcome, though, as you are welcome everywhere.
As you're welcome everywhere else. Let's budget. So there's my first tip.
Yes, please.
It's inherently got a bit of privilege attached to it because it does require a smartphone, which I hate. But you can get such amazing cheap smartphones. Like one of my first phones a couple of years ago, I had like a Motorola one that I bought on eBay. And it's like 50
Razr.
Quid. It wasn't a Motorola Razr. It was like a full smartphone, but it was 50 quid. And it was so great as a handset. So you can buy really, really cheap smartphones. That's all. First thing. Second thing is... apps on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
There are some really, really great ones. And I'm actually getting some of these ideas from The Debrief. I don't know if you've heard of the little website known as The Debrief. They've got some budget tracker apps to stop you spending all your cash, which I think is very important. So I'm just going to run through a few of them.
Please.
So we've got Daily Budget. Put everything you need to spend on bills, rent, travel, and like other stuff. How much you want to save. And it'll just give you a daily budget you need to spend within. So very simple, because I think when you go about budgeting, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to do a spreadsheet. But do you remember that when you had to do like IT at school and they like told you how to do formulas where it added up things and you have to like, I just feel like I'll have to do that. And I don't know why, but I just get very overwhelmed. This is very, very, very simple. Daily budget. And the other one is Fudget. Rather than just a daily budget, as daily budget does, allows you to set like monthly, weekly, but also daily budgets. So the debrief I've put as the example, say you earn £2,000in a month and you want to save £500, just tell Fudger and it'll track how you're doing on your way to achieving your goal. And if you're a bit like me and you have money coming in from different places, because I'm a freelancer, there's one called Money Lover, which helps you budget when you've got lots of different accounts. And it's also got a very nice built-in calculator, so you don't have to be like, oh, I've got to close that down and add up this in the thing, which is very nice.
That was excellent. The Excel thing, I mean, it makes me want to bleed out of my eyes, and I haven't used it since IT year 7.
Mm.
But I think it probably is an excellent thing to know. I think something we should all be able to do is add up a row or column using the sum function on Microsoft Excel.
I mean, you remembered the thing.
I did it very recently.
Right.
But I still couldn't work it out. I had to give it to somebody else.
Yes.
But I remembered that you had to write sum in capital letters.
I remember that.
I think that is like one WikiHow page away from being something we can all achieve.
I think so.
And once you can do that, you can like, you know, make yourself something that you can look at on your computer.
Because I think also a lot of people are terrified of numbers and maths. So you just have to like get over that bit as well. That's as much of a hurdle as anything else. Like, I don't trust myself with numbers at all. That's why apps are quite good.
As we've said before, you have to choose whether you want boring or crying.
Boring or crying. Because if you're not boring, you will be crying.
Exactly. And help your future self.
Another thing, just very quickly on apps, is that if your bank has a banking app, this is probably the most simple tip you could ever think of. And it's the same tip. It's not two tips. Still one tip.
Still one tip.
Still one tip of the five that we're doing. If you've got, I know that NatWest do, I know Barclays have an excellent one. I don't think HSBC have one. Your bank should have a banking app. But if you don't have a banking app and you do have a smartphone, get the banking app, because it forces you to look at your account, and because you do need to know your balance. And sometimes you don't want to go to a cash machine because it's really depressing to cry in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So go and have a lovely sit down, pour yourself a nice glass of tap water and check out your balance on your phone. It's a lot nicer. And you just know where you're at all the time. Oh, so much easier than not knowing, walking in a mist.
Yes.
Hit me with your tip. Tip number two.
Tip number two. If you are budgeting for something in particular.
Let's say, I can't think of anything.
That you want.
I thought then, a fire extinguisher. Because
that's
I can see
mad,
fire extinguisher.
Absolutely mad. Okay.
Okay, let's just say a bag. No, because we're women, that's so crap.
A holiday?
Oh, cool trainers. Okay, you know, yeah, a holiday's better. Oh, a holiday's perfect. A weekend away. To Barcelona.
Ooh, so specific.
Yes.
Okay, so say I want you to make yourself a universe board. A vision
board.
Oh,
I feel sick. What's that?
It's just a picture of Barcelona that you put on the wall.
Say that then. A universe board.
A vision board. Something to be like, this is what I'm working towards.
Okay.
Then when you work out your Excel spreadsheet,
yes,
keep yourself your picture there of your holiday and what you're doing, what you're budgeting for.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe draw yourself as a stick person.
Certainly.
Sure.
And be like, this is how much the holiday costs.
Yeah.
Whatever, £1 million, £500.
Yeah.
Right? This is when I need to make this money by. And therefore, this is how much money between now and then I need to put into my holiday account.
Yeah.
Once you've done your special like spreadsheet thing, you just need to work out how much of it, therefore, every day
you need to put
needs
away.
To put away.
Yeah, because if you break it down, it's always like £2 a day. And you're
yes.
Like, that's fine.
And if it comes out that it doesn't, so if it comes out that you make X amount and you have not got the money, you haven't got £2 a day to put aside.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed you do. I'm doing the fingers.
So am I.
And if you don't, then just like work out of the things that you buy every day, what can go?
And it's always a coffee.
It's probably a coffee.
Or
and then
like
you have to
Pret.
Be one of those or Pret or something like that. And I bet they are things that are like, but I love my coffee or like, and you do, and that's
do you
wonderful.
Love Barcelona?
You got to decide. It's on your vision board. Okay.
Is there coffee on the vision board? No.
And so like maybe get one of your special coffee at home things. Make your coffee at home. Get a nice coffee thing for the office. Subtly suggest to whoever is in charge of the office that they invest
buy you a coffee.
That they buy no. No, that they invest in one of those nice coffee machines. Or if you always buy like 8 breakfasts.
Who buys 8 breakfasts?
Me.
A day?
If I'm at work.
Right.
I could easily
eat 8 breakfasts.
Okay, guys. Full disclosure. When I work in an office, which I don't often do, I'm allowed to have breakfast. And if I'm not working, I'm not allowed to have breakfast.
So you don't eat breakfast?
If I'm not working.
What about just like some cereal in your house?
Oh yeah, I can eat at home.
You're not allowed it out.
You're not allowed
That's a good rule.
You're not allowed a treat if you're not working.
That's very interesting.
I'd say,
like
mama's,
a dog.
Mama's having lunch today. Like that.
Tessa refers to herself as her own mother.
It's not clear who the character is.
It doesn't
but she
matter.
She eats lunch if she's working. And I think that comes from a very, like, the cheese and beans issue, you know, that all I ever wanted was lunch or food. Or, like, I would see women in the office come in with, like, a smoothie as big as their head. And I'd be like, all I want is a smoothie as big as my head. So make sure, so then you have to become somebody who, like, packs some snacks and some Tupperware, who makes things ahead of time.
You you've just trailblazing through all my tips. I'm just frantically but not eating out is one of the biggest. If you live in a city, that's a very difficult thing not to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't live in a city or you commute in your car, that's not hard. People might be listening being like, well, of course you don't eat out.
Why do you have 8 breakfasts at Leon?
What's wrong with you? Out, then lunch out, and then dinner out, which is quite often I will just eat at Pret for 3 times a day, is because we live in London and that's quite different. Mm-hmm. But even things like lunch, you can always bring your packed lunch in. It's just a bit annoying because the night before you've got to make it and that's, you know, that's boring and no one knows what they want to eat the next day as well. Because I always make something and I'm always like, oh, I don't want that. I want a baked potato with cheese and beans. You know, and I haven't made that. That was crucial to the story.
Also, sometimes lunch might be the highlight of your day.
Yes. Okay, so my next hack is about online shopping.
Oh, yes.
Because we're ladies, so we love a deal. No, there's some quite simple things
you can
do.
Should I tell you what I most recently bought on my last online shop?
I mean, was it a mesh shirt? Because that's what I bought.
Not dissimilar. White pantsuit.
Okay.
Very much bought it.
Have you worn it?
No, of course not, because it's the middle of winter.
It's April.
It's April now.
So Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays are the most popular days for retailers to roll out sales and discount codes.
Ooh, okay.
So that's always good. That's always interesting. Okay, my other tip, which was so like, oh my God, why haven't I been doing this, that I didn't believe it, but it is true. So cashback websites that you may have seen advertised, like Quidco, and you're like, cool, for my nan. I don't know what that is.
What a sass.
Such sass. My nan is excellent. But they're free just to sign up to. Let's just use Quidco as an example, but there are many more. And you can just Google cashback websites. You set up a profile, sign in, search for the online retailer that you're looking for, so say Tesco.
Okay.
And as you're spending, you get money.
How do they work, please? What's in it for Quidco?
What's in it for the cashback sites? Because you've logged in, the retailers can see what you're spending. You're selling a little bit of your privacy, I suppose. For things like, what eggs am I buying? I think that's okay. You know, like, I'm not putting my location on it.
We'll regret that in 10 years.
I will regret that so much.
When the war begins.
The war.
And the robots take us.
The robots take my eggs.
Who bought the eggs?
No, it was me on Quidco. In order for retailers to kind of see what you're doing, they pay the cashback sites for that kind of hot lead, so then you get money. So there's
great.
You can get like Debenhams, you get 3% back. Yeah,
that's excellent.
Marks and Spencer's 1-9% back. So you can get, like,
if you buy something online, or if you buy something in store,
it has to be online. Okay. So you log in and find out
what about
retail online.
ASOS.
Well, you'd have to log. So all cashback sites have different retailers that they feed through to. So you just have to kind of have a look at them and see which ones ASOS are on. But the one thing you have to make sure is that you should never pay to be on a cashback site.
No.
And some of them do say, like, oh, it's like £1. And you're like, no, like, don't give them any money, because there are free ones. But over the course of like 6 months, if you're doing your online shopping, you're like food shopping online, you're doing the odd white pantsuit spend, then you're going to get money back, which I think is a great idea. And it's just also like one of those things, like, why not?
You know, why not?
Like, if you shop at Boots, get an Advantage card. If you shop at Tesco, get a club card. If you're going to shop at Sainsbury's, get an Nectar card.
Here's a top. I've got a top tip.
Okay,
it
please.
It comes to you courtesy from Debbie Coates.
Tessa's mum.
Yes. Good lady.
Top lady. I want spatcho stones after dinner.
Well, Stevie came to my house and we were cherry spitting and two
which
cold.
Isn't a thing. It was like,
yes, of course it is a
dinner's
thing.
Dinner's over, and then her mum just went to the corner, got a pan and said, come on then, spit your stones at me. And me, I was,
I'm sorry, but don't you spit cherry stones?
Not at my mum.
Anyway, Stevie spat it down at the top.
Money.
What was the point? Oh, yes, club card. So, club card, say you have 100 club card points.
Yes.
They are like for like £100 to spend in store.
Yes.
Or they are 3 times their worth to spend if you cash them in as vouchers. So if you go online, so you're a fool of a took if you spend
them
in store.
The vouchers are things like only valid on Persil non-bio, and you're like, that's
No. There'll be like red letter days. No, they are red letter days, but there are also things like train travel, Network South rail cards, young person's rail cards, all sorts of things like that. So like there will be something that is useful for you
that you
didn't necessarily know that you needed. But if you go and look there, you're like, oh yeah, of course I spend money
on that.
I'll
buy a train.
But you will definitely need a train voucher. Yes. You're like, oh, that is a much more, for three times the amount of money.
Yeah, rather than just getting £100 to spend, I'll get the more expensive peanut butter.
Yeah, which is lovely, a lovely treat.
So nice.
Have your peanut butter. Oh, yeah. But if you can be savvy and get three times your worth and get something that you didn't necessarily know you were going there to get, but you're like, oh, I do definitely spend money on that. Or alternatively, get yourself a hot air balloon ride.
Yeah.
That is reckless and not good budgeting.
Tessa's top budget tip, buy yourself a hot air balloon ride.
Specifically with your club card vouchers.
No, perfect.
Also online shopping, not for like nice, lovely, your corner of your road, little boutique shops, but for the big lads, the big guns.
Yeah, the big men.
The big men. Definitely worth going in, finding the thing that you want, seeing if it's cheaper online.
Yeah, a friend of ours does that with pretty much everything. She goes and just checks eBay. She's like an eBay fiend. And eBay is a bit overwhelming if you're not used to it, but you can find pretty much anything on it.
And if you aren't time specific, if you don't need something, that thing about time is money is such a... I always used to think when you're a kid, it's just like what a Hollywood producer says.
Yeah, I didn't understand it at all. Time is money. And you're like, thank you.
What it means is you're like, okay, we haven't got the time to get this done. I will spend any money so that we can get this done now.
Yes.
But if you have like, oh, I need something in a few months, I'm prepared to put the time in to find it cheaper elsewhere.
Yes, yes.
You know, whereas if you need it this afternoon, it's like, well, I'll just pay.
A new bag isn't an urgent purchase.
Exactly. So if it's something you're prepared to sit on for a while, a treat for yourself.
A chair, maybe.
Hello. Very good. Very good.
I just did a very weird dance.
Yeah, sit on something for a while and like shop around.
Mm. Other hot tip that I just got really excited about online shopping, and then we'll leave online shopping and then go to something else. When you go online shopping, go have a view, have an enjoyable view of all the goods. Click on them all. Don't buy any of them. Wait a day, then buy, because a lot of websites will email you discounts. Especially if it's like one of those places where, you know, you're like signed up Tesco or Sainsbury's because they've seen that you wanted it, but you changed your mind. So they're desperate to try and get you back.
Very good.
That's like...
It's again with the privacy algorithms. They can read everything.
Like I said, I don't mind if selling my privacy gives me a discount on some chopped tomatoes.
Once again, we will regret those words when the robots come.
The chopped tomatoes, egg robots. I know.
They know everything about each other.
I've got some nice socks.
Lovely. Ready for my next good idea thing that
I do? I'm really ready for your next good idea thing that you do.
It's Uber.
Right.
It's not a good top tip.
Oh, God. We're going to appear not helpful if one of our tips is Uber.
It's not get an Uber.
Good.
It's that...
Don't get an Uber.
Yeah, it's don't get an Uber. That you... Obviously, there are times for an Uber, and there are times when, if you're honest, you don't need an Uber.
You're being lazy.
You're being lazy, and you could get on the bus. Yeah. Okay, so those times, look up how much the Uber is.
Mm.
Be like, oh, come on. Get on the bus, take that exact amount of money, and move it into your Barcelona account. Or
that's nice.
I've got one called my Uber dress account, and I just move money in and I spend it on a party dress.
I like how all of your tips so far have been very like positive reinforcement. It's like, well, I can't have this, but it's for this. Like,
oh yes, I'm all about that.
Yeah, big time. Like sit on a bus for Barcelona.
Sit on a bus for Barcelona.
That's the take home. I wanted to say some food tips.
Oh yes, please.
But like, you know, I'm not a chef. And I've been known to eat kidney beans with ketchup squirted in them for dinner.
I didn't know you had to boil mashed potatoes, so don't ask me.
Were you just sort of hitting raw potatoes?
Certainly
a lot?
Are, yeah.
Oh, that's hard. I'm quite literally, that is hard, yeah. I just saw a thing that said, like, buy things in bulk. And I was like, that's such a great tip. But that's the only tip I have for food. Make a huge, huge thing, of like a big stew with loads of vegetables and rice, which is very cheap, and make one big, massive thing of it at the beginning of the week. And then freeze it. And obviously don't only eat that, but eat it quite a lot. And then you've also got porridge oats, which is the saviour of my life.
Mm-hmm.
With one of those like offensively large bags of porridge oats that are like £2.
Oh, yes.
And they're great.
Like, it looks like you own a mill.
You look like you own a mill and you're just like topping up your produce. But once you've got that, that's so cheap that you find you'll be able to afford like something slightly fun to put in it. Some bananas, maybe a big bag of raisins.
Yes, things in bulk. Always cheaper.
Always cheaper. I know, for example, it's an easy thing to say.
But
you're desperately thinking about something in bulk.
Yeah, it's mini eggs.
I mean,
they're just so much cheaper in bulk. You can buy the massive, like,
I don't think I should entertain this as a contribution.
Okay. What about potatoes?
Potatoes are the other thing. Like,
yes,
rice,
don't buy the stuff
so
in the supermarket that is at the front that's like, oh, one apple wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, sliced for you.
No, come on. Oh. Look a bit further.
Things that are in packaging portioned out are always more expensive.
Because can I do one about the reduced sort of,
oh my God, yes,
9 o'clock in the supermarket?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, it's peak time.
I find as well, sometimes before six. Actually, I think it's different with every
supermarket.
So the nearest one, find out when the reduced thing is, because it's amazing. I used to live next to a huge Tesco Extra and it was like a war. In fact, it made the papers one time because it was like a full fight. And they're all like these lovely little old ladies. And little old ladies are so good with money. Mm. Another tip should just be like, just go and speak to your grandparents because they'll give you some excellent tips.
Yeah.
About, especially about food.
You privileged little fool.
With your bulk buying mini eggs.
Your grandparents live through a war.
The reduce section, you get there early, but to like find out what time it is. Yeah,
yes. And just, but also, if you want to be real savvy, get there, get the
steal. No, I know.
If you're really savvy, get to the reduced thing. There's stuff in there that is still a bit too expensive, but you want it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when it says like reduced to £1 and you're like, yeah, well, that's too much.
Yeah, take it, put it in your basket, go around, do the rest of your shop.
Yes.
Take everything that you want out of the reduced thing, come back to the reduced guy, follow the guy with the gun.
Yes.
Just go up and say, hi, is this going down anymore?
That's cool.
You've got to go straight to the source. You can't just wait for them to be in the reduced section.
That's
you've got to go.
Investigative journalism.
It will go down to 10%.
What, every time?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So if something was £1,
yes,
it will go down to a 10% of its price, which is 10p.
At some point?
Yes, at some point. At the end of the day, its very last stage.
Right.
So just he has to just keep checking his scanner and he might say like, no, it hasn't gone down yet.
Or have another lovely turn around the supermarket.
Sure, you might be under some time pressure. You might have places to go. If you don't, take another turn around the supermarket, come back, scan again with the man with a gun.
That is the issue, isn't it? Because it is again, and so much more time.
And then if there's good stuff in there that is you don't need right now, but is good stuff, take it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're very quick to be like, but I don't want to eat that in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You've got to think like a squirrel.
When you're trying to get the stuff in the reduced section and you're like, oh, but there's no avocados. My, like, no, like, take what you can get. You're sort of like a fox in a bin. Don't think of yourself like that.
You just got an entire meal for 17 pence. So
that's way better.
Who's winning here?
Who's laughing now?
One day when you're rich in the future and you've got your own chef called Miguel, then you can, what you're doing now is saving up so you can be a badass boss. And then you'll always eat clean and you'll laugh at the people in the supermarket.
And you'll have like matcha lattes. But no one really likes
those
people
right
anyway.
Now.
I don't think I've ever eaten. Oh no, I did try matcha.
How was it?
It was hideous.
Is it good for you?
I think so. But it's one of those things that's like, yeah. Go to the reduced section and have a lovely frozen pizza. Tessa has a bonus tip, the sixth tip.
Ooh.
From Debbie Coates.
Once again, it's
AKA like, Tessa's mum.
Hello, Debbie. This one is about your student loan. You might have a student loan, you might not. It might already be gone. Congratulations if it is.
How have you done that?
Well done, you champ. Or you might not have one, but if you do, don't pay it off. If you do get a large sum of money, so some of you will have jobs where you already automatically have to pay something in. If you don't, and if you haven't reached that, do not panic. That money, firstly, there is a chance that they will just get to a point in the future where they abandon it.
If you graduated in a certain time period, your loan will be written off after 30 years. So almost, what's the point of bothering? Because it's going to be gone. Not everyone has that. So do check that.
Mm. And also, you might become a millionaire.
We're all going to be millionaires, guys.
Option that the government just write them off. That's a possibility, that they genuinely like they scrap them as an idea, that we don't pay them off in 30 years. But also, let's assuming that neither of those two things happen and you do eventually owe it. That, as a debt, is the smallest interest thing that you will ever have. You know, if you took out that amount of money on a credit card, you would be absolutely drowning in debt. But
the interest is so low.
That's what I was looking for. The interest, I was thinking of insurance, that's not right. The interest on it is so low, put it out of your mind. It is gathering interest, but in the hundreds of pounds. Whereas if you come into some money and you think, oh, I'll pay off some of my student loan, that money could be so much better spent elsewhere.
Or paying off your credit card loan.
Definitely pay off any other debts you have anywhere else that isn't your student loan.
Don't get a credit card.
100% pay off your credit card. If you do have one, do not get into a cycle of paying off credit card with credit card.
If you don't have a credit card, never get a credit card. Ever.
If you are debt-free, or if you've, you know, managed to come out of your overdraft, whatever, that money can be so much better used to build or make or invest in your future in a different way that you should, you know, go and train in something or invest in something or start a business or whatever, as opposed to just throwing it into down the well of your student loan.
Yeah.
Do not put it down that well, even though that feels like,
what about your credit card?
Yeah, because that money will...
That's a whale.
It will not even touch the sides of that,
no.
But it could do something amazing that will get you on the way to being a millionaire.
And it's worth pointing out, we've used this as a money hack in a previous podcast episode, but if you are in debt, go on the Citizens Advice website. It's citizensadvice.org.uk and look at the debt and money pages. And because it can feel like you're completely screwed, but you're not. And there are lots of charities that can help you out, you know.
There are a lot of charities that can help you out with what?
Debt.
Right.
So if you're spiraling.
Yes.
And you are like, all these money hacks are great, but I'm £700,000 in debt and I'm drowning. You're not. There are people who can offer you a life
vest. Do not, if that is a situation you're in, do not put your head in the sand.
No, there's National Debt Line as well. Call them.
You are okay. You will be okay.
It is just money. And I know it sounds like it's not just money, but it is just money. It comes and it goes.
Do not let it become all-consuming.
Mm.
And do not, if you have got a debt that is spiraling, do not just ignore your student loan. The other ones, real keep your eye on those ones.
Yeah.
Do not let them just sit there and work out the best way of sorting those out.
Mm.
And if you have got a large amount of debt and if it is freaking you out, do get Barcelona off your vision board.
Yes.
And put being debt-free
on... Put a big smiley face of yourself.
On your vision board of being at get yourself debt-free and make that your focus. It's the worst. I hate it.
Yeah, it's always actually. Even if you've got too much of it, if you've got too little of it, there's always some issue. If you've got too much of it, everyone complains.
Dealing,
like, they only want me for my money. If you
dealing with
it.
A person who... Dealing, having any kind of relationship with somebody who has a different amount than you.
That's
wanting
awful.
To do things, trying to split a bill in any capacity.
Impossible.
Getting some wine for the table.
When you go to dinner parties and everyone says, we'll just split it then. And you're like, I had a starter. That's the worst.
I had a starter and you work in Coutts Bank.
You work in Coutts Bank and you had diamond wine.
If you want to sort of survey some of those hacks at your leisure or look up some more, or you do need help with anything with debt or writing off any kind of loan you've had.
A lovely time.
Or you want to have a lovely time and look at some really great hot content, then go and check out FSCS, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. They project your money from £1 to £85,000 in your banks and building societies for free because they are the bomb. Have a search for them on the interweb, pick up FSCS or search FSCS Protected.
If you've got any money tips, if you've got any ideas of things you want us to help you guys out with in future podcast episodes, then tweet us at The Debrief or personally at Stevie M. The S is proudly a 5.
Proudly, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And at Tessa Coates, all the letters, proudly letters. You can also write to us at...
Email us.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's
please
every time.
Please write me a letter.
So much.
I just want a letter.
Every week she asks you to write her a letter.
But I'm saying write. I do mean write it on the computer, but also wink. I want it in a letter. Like Blue Peter. I will send you a badge. And that is a promise.
Tell them the email address.
podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. Here that comes again. That is the pod. No.
Nope.
Here it comes again. podcast@thedebrief.co.uk.
Yes.
Do write to us. Tell us anything at all. Make it nice, but it can be mean if you must.
Don't be mean.
You big old meanie.
Yeah.
If you write to me a handwritten letter, I promise I'll send you a badge.
And she hasn't given you an address, so just guess it. And do share it around if you like it. Tell your friends. But mainly, have an absolutely charming week, Tessa.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, Stevie. You have a charming week. You have a charming week, Tom. Have a charming week, lovely listeners. And please join us next week. Thank you so much for having us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.